Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masech, the sugya daf lamed and aleph. The Gemara is going into the sugya of mitzvah about ba'aveira. The Gemara wanted to know, Gazel, we understand why it's possible to enter Vishen because of Lachem. The shaila is, why is Gazel possible to enter Sheni? And Shainim discuss what's the pshat that Lachem is not enter Sheni, but al kapanim, that's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, since you stole it, it's a mitzvah about ba'aveir, it doesn't work. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, ve'esim gozlas b'seach, ma'at b'seach en le'tekonav, gozlein tekonav, bishloim u'lefnei yish, yikam amar achmanav la'adideyu, alach yishem eloim, teretz is mitzvah about ba'aveir. So Taiz asks the following question. He says, later, we're going to have the Gemara discusses, what's the pshat in the mission, shal sheh v'shal irni dachas, why is the pasuk? And the Gemara says, because Ksusei Michta Shira. In fact, Taiz says, why do I need a Sheir in Nidachas to Apostle Ksusei Michta Shira? Why do I say it's possible because the mitzvah about Aveira? And also, how come there we are matter a Sheir de Moshe? I mean, when it's not a Sheir de Moshe, which we said, the only a Sheir de Moshe, that's Lusrefa. But if it's not a Sheir de Moshe, so there's no Din Srefa, so we say it's Mutter. Why? Why do we say it's mitzvah about aveir? So advertises. It's different. By gazel, because an aveir of gazel, that's how the mitzvah came. The aveir facilitated the mitzvah. So Mel, that's why it's a mitzvah about aveir. But here, what does it have to do with the fact that it shall asher shnei dachas? Nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's not what facilitated the mitzvah b'chlal. Otu machmas aveir shenaz by minavik bein. Advertises brings that there is a gerus in the Gemara that on the mission of Esrei, the mission of Esrei Shal Asheri, the Gemara says, what's Esrei Shal Asheri Pasul? So the Gemara, there's a girsa, Mishnah Mitzvah Bavaveir. But Taisus calls it a girsa Mishabeshes. It's incorrect girsa. What is the pshat? That even by Esrei, the din is Alts Ksusimach the Shira, and the Shira is not Ka'egezu Kabeya, because that's only Alts Gemara Peri. The Shira is Minkal Kichasa. It says, how do you know Esrei is an Esrei? Because Tam Eitzah Peri Vishava. Maybe it's poplin, maybe it's pepper. The Gemara says no, because if you take one peppercorn, it's not minka l'kichasa. So you see, there's a shi of minka l'kichasa. Now, if you look at the Rebbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, on that mission of Esek Shal Asheira, he says that it's al mitzvah bab aveira. Apparently, Rebbeinu Chananel had this girsa. Rebbeinu Chananel had the girsa of the Gainim called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. So apparently, there was a mekubalik girsa by Esek Shal Asheira that it was al mitzvah bab aveira. And Mistama, the reason why the Gemara said that din, the Gemara said that tam by Esrig is because he held that Minkah Chas is also not a shir. It's not a shir, it's just a raya that we're not talking about Arla, that we're not talking about Palpulin, I mean. We're not talking about Palpulin, because Palpulin are not Minkah L'Kichasa. But Hainta, we're talking about Esrig, Esrig is always going to be Minkah L'Kichasa. There's no shir of the Etzim of Minkah L'Kichasa. The pre of an Esrig is Minkah L'Kichasa. It's not a shir. As I came a zagin, so mail is good. And Mikvegan going to Shas already points out that Taisus Kasha, why did it say Ksusim Michta Shurim and not Mitzvah Avayram, is not 100% the Muchach Digger Kasha, because you could say, we know in this Amid, Shmuel says that there's no din of Mitzvah Avayram. Shmuel says, Mitak Shayetzu Bishal Yetzu Begazel. And Shmuel says, there's no din of Mitzvah Avayram. So mail, that's why the Gemara here didn't want to say Mitzvah Avayram, because that wouldn't necessarily stem. Al kapanim yantiv sheni. Taisus says yantiv rishon. Shmuel's masking to mitzvah b'aveira. Al kapanim yantiv sheni. Taisus says there's no din in mitzvah b'aveira. So now the Gemara would rather say susim echta shira. Now sheni, we got to esrig and esrig. We know there is no shira. Minkel kachasa. The rachos is not a shira b'chol. So why is the pasul? So there we say a mitzvah b'aveira. Al kapanim. The rach seems so it's mitzvah b'aveira. The Rambam also. The Rambam pishush nayis right here in the Mishnah says. Starts off the perek mitzvah b'aveir ein a mitzvah ulefichach lul v'gazel v'shal asher v'shal ein idachas pasul. Sounds like the Rambam holds that the psul of asher idachas is al mitzvah b'aveir. The Magid Mishnah says this, and there's a whole discussion the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rambam ilchaz lul perekhes alacha aleph agan sishmuz. Maybe we'll get to it in the Sugi of Shal Sheir, Vishnu Nidachas, but Al-Kapanim, the Magid Mishnah holds that the Psul is Mitzvah Bavaveira, the Kesef Mishnah argues, but at least there is definitely a tzad, even the Maskana, that a Sheir and Nidachas Mitzvah Bavaveira, the Rach and the Rambam. Now, Rabbi Kivega asked Akasha, like we said, Rabbi Kivega in the Gilui Nashas right here on the page, he says, Tais is bringing that Shalashera, a raya that it's not mitzvah ba aveir. The raya, the ikka raya that he brought was, it was why the Gemara didn't say the time of mitzvah aveir. He says that, like we said, is not mamash raya mechrachas, because according to Shmuel, there is no mitzvah ba aveir, al kapana meyantiv sheni. But he says he has a better raya. There's a Gemara, Tais Kainim, that has a pasuk which teaches you that if you did avodah zarah with a carbon, the carbon was an avodah zarah, you can't use it, it's an avant. Why do we need a pasuk? Typically, it's mitzvah aveir. That's the chayra raya. The doing of a desire with the chayvitz does not make that any subsequent mitzvah you do with this chayvitz is a mitzvah aveir. That's one kasha. That's what he asked in Gilui Nashas. Now, in the Chiddushim, he asked another gevaldige kasha. We have the whole sugya. Taisus here, the Ramaskol Akanya B'Yish. But Taisus discusses Barichos. Taisus Shita, in this sugya, he brings it also in Bavakama and in Gittin. Here he only brings down one of the shittas, but the vart is, if you hold yish kaina, there's no longer mitzvah of aveir. Why? Because the aveir is history. You did the aveir of gzela, but now you were kaina, it doesn't make a mitzvah of aveir. What's pshan in the gemara, the la'acha yish, kaina b'yish, it means you kaina with the yish together with the hektish. And the vart is like this, if yish is ain't a kaina, even so when you makdish it, so there it's called yish and shini Hashem. Now, even though you need the kinyan to make the hektish, and you need the hektish to be the kinyan, but somehow it works simultaneously, since on your day the hektish will be kainit, so mail the hektish and the kinyan comes together, and that's how the hektish works. That's the sugyum of a kama. So Taisus holds, only in that case do you say it's mitzvah of aveira, because the mitzvah came as a direct outgrowth of the aveira. The hektish, that facilitated the aveira, that now it's yours and not the gazel's. That was the one that wrested it out of the Bailam's rishus. Mashangin, if you were kind of yish beforehand, it's no longer mitzvah of aveira. That's Hashem. We'll try to speak about it in a subsequent year. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, so Oiva say, what would be the havamina that a sheir would be mitzvah of aveira? The aveira was just like when you stole a chayfetz. So you didn't have aveira with the chayfetz, but since you were kind of, so that aveir is history. So that's not called mitzvah aveir. Here also that aveir is history. He did aveir with the desire with the chayfetz. That was a long time ago. Now it's no longer, anyone's known doing aveir desire with it. So why don't you say the same thing? The aveir is gone. What's the havin it should be mitzvah of aveir? See, the Gemara Chai also speaks about this. The Gemara of Ahadas. When Ahadas has enough of merubim me'olav, when you have more berries than leaves, so the halacha is it's possible unless you take off the berries, and you're not allowed to take off the berries on Yom Tov, because it's thick and clean. And the Marichai holds that it's a deraisa. You take off the berries and yantif, you did a malacha deraisa makav batish. Still, it says the hadas is kosher. Why? Why don't you say it's mitzvah b'aveira? He says, because the aveira is done already. The aveira is gone. It's not like it's an aveira at this time. The aveira was done already. So mainly says the same thing. He discusses halacha shayla halacha lemaisa. The guy went on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Shabbos, the sixth day of Sukkos, and cut the Aravis. Amir la'akum, are you allowed to use this for a Shanis? Is the mitzvah of Aveira? He says, yes. Aveiraya, just like the person who took off the berries, you still could use the Hadas, not a mitzvah of Aveira. Who had in when you, right? Who had in when you were mamayit the berries? So, the Shar HaMelech asked the same kasha. So, what was the Havamin, and what was the discussion about Asherah? Right? Why don't you see clearly from the fact that you mamayit the Anavim on Yom Tov, it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. So how could Asherah be worse? See, there's Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kivega brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was this. Yerushalmi is actually brought in the Tur in Simin Resh Mem. I mean Simin Shin Mem in Yeridea about Kriya. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Ha'irig that if someone's Kriya b'Shabbos, Afish Meskayim Nafshis Yetsi Dechavasei. Someone died on Shabbos, and a relative writes Kriya, so he's over, he's Michal Shabbos, he did an Issa Kriya on Shabbos, but nevertheless, he's Yetzin Echavis Kriya. So the Yishalmi asks the following question on that halacha. What's the pshat that if someone writes Kriya on Shabbos, he's Yetzin Mitzvah Kriya? Chavraya boyin kam Rabbi Yisrael, lecheinam Rabbi Yechel and Meshem, Rabbi Shimben Yitzadik, Matzah Gezula, any Yetzin Echavasa bePesach? Didn't Rabbi Yechel say in the name of Shimben Yitzadik the same as we have here? Matzah gezula, you're not yetzah. If you have stolen matzah, you're not yetzah. So the question is, what's the pshat that Kriya B'Shamis is Yaitza? Mitzvah's Kriya? Why aren't the mitzvah of Aveira? So Gemara, Nishalmi answered these words. Taman gufei Aveira. There the thing itself is an Aveira. Bramhacha hu avid Aveira. Here he did an Aveira. Kachanu aimim haitzi matzim shesiyach shesram and yaitza dechavasa bepesach. Are you going to say that if someone carried matzah from shesiyach shesram, he's not going to be yaitza dechavasa bepesach? That's the Yishalmi. Now, the Yishalmi needs a beer, but Rabbi Kivega over here asks the following question. He says, according to the read that we said, that once you kind of be yish, there's no mitzvah b'aveir anymore. So what's the raya from being mitzi the matzah Rishis Yachid to Rishis Rabbim? There, the aveir was history. Even though you needed the aveir to do the mitzvah, but the aveir was history. It's like stealing and being kind of be yish. At the time of doing the mitzvah, the aveir is long gone. But here, when you're kareya b'shabbos, the aveir is being done at the exact time of the mitzvah, mamish the same time. So how could the Yishalmi being a raya from mitzi matzi b'shus harabim, that's not mitzvah b'aveir, that hu adin kareya is not mitzvah b'aveir, and that's why it's not the same as matzi gezula? Matzi gezula and kareya have one thing in common. The aveir is done at the time of the mitzvah. Maitzi matzah was done before, but Gzula also, if the was done before and he's ready kind of be yish, also is not a mitzvah about there. So what are the kashas we have? We have one kasha of Bikrega, one in Taiz being Raya from why do we need a psul nevet? If any time we did have a desire, it's mitzvah about there, why do we need a psul nevet? We have a second kasha, according to Taisis, that says that after yish is kind of kalonga be mitzvah about there, why should that apply to Asherah? And we have even a raya from the Mishnah. Em matam biyantiv. The Mordechai says it's a raya that you did an aveira in order to get the mitzvah, but the aveira was done already. It's finished. So Mela, you don't say mitzvah about aveira. Why wouldn't that apply to Asherah? And then the third thing is Yishalmi. Maybe that's what Yishalmi is saying. But by matzah gzula, it says you're not yitzchak avasu v'pesach. And the question is, has a shim with the Mishnah kareya b'shamis you are yitzchak? And the Yishalmi says, because Taman Gufe Aveira, Bram Huchahu Aved Aveira, and the Yishalmi has a right, when you might see the matzah of Shesiyachal Shesiram, you ate see the Chavasu Pesach. What's the right? There the Aveira is gone, here the Aveira is B'shas the Mitzvah. So as the Shukah for Ruven Grzovsky about all this, to answer all these kashas, and he says the Yisayid, which other Achreinim also say, that Mitzvah of Aveira is not a psul in the Maisa Mitzvah, it's a psul in the Chefza. As I asked the Stamakasha, what's Pasha Taich? What was the Havman of Taishvus? Someone did Avei Desire with this Chayfetz, now you're using it for a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah Baba Aveir? It's a Pella. Like he says, if somebody worships the sun, now you can't make a Birch Sechama on the sun, what does it mean? And Irani Dachas is even more Shver. Irani Dachas, your mitzvah Aveir? There was no Aveir done here. The Aveir was not they did Avei Desire. This is from the city of people that did Avei Desire. What's Pasha Taich? Hazak de Ruvain, the Yisayid of Mitzvah of Aveir is a din in the Chefza. The Chefza is a Chefza shal Aveir, it's Pasul Mitzvah. That's what we learn from Gazal was a Biseach. A Biseach is a Psalm of Chefza. Gazal was a Psalm of Chefza. Now, other Achreinim say it's also, the Mashal, the Shimon Shkab, in Shari Yeshu, Shari Gimel, Perikites, the Mishas Rebayan, in Shal Shuva, Simon Tess, and Yud, and other Achreinim. And they say, that's Pshan, the Gemara of Gazal, the Biseach is din in the Chefza. And they said, the Ritvar really says this, pretty much, a little bit later, on Daf Manalef and Manalef, where the Gemara says, and hopefully we'll get to this, that somebody who grabs his friend and forces him out of the sukkah and sits there, that's not called the sukkah, Gzulik is karkain and exalus. Shadow sin needs a shtickle beer. But the kasha is, one to mitzvah over there. Someone has a sukkah, is in his backyard, you take him, you force him out of the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah in your friend's backyard, and you yates in the mitzvah sukkah. Why? It's not a sukkah. Gzulik is karkain and exalus. What happened to mitzvah b'aveir? Zakdu it well like this. Here's his lashon. Came with like kanalei klal. There was no kinyan. There was no gzela. B'shusi demar is. It's still owned by the master. You didn't make any halachic dinim on the sukkah. The ena mitzvah mitziyah b'shus b'aleh. The mitzvah is not taking an ad b'shus b'aleh. The mitzvah is not making it b'gzela. L'kshiva mitzvah b'aveir. Hareyu ke'ilu ha'is asadat al magzula b'shusai. As our Mashal gives, it says, if, let's say, someone's doing a mitzvah sukkah in his regular sukkah, and he happens to have a stolen field in his rishus, So even though while he's sitting in the sukkah, he's being over the isuk zela by having a zela on someone's karka, but it has nothing to do with the sukkah. Who with him is in the sukkah has nothing to do with the sukkah. So it's a mayor de gazach. He's sitting in the sukkah is an aveira. You're not allowed to sit in that sukkah. It's someone else's sukkah. You kicked him out. You took him over. That's an aveira. Even though karka getting zels, you're not allowed to be there. And every second that you're sitting in the sukkah, you're doing an aveira. It doesn't matter. Because the chayfetz has no shaykhus to an aveira. There's no gzela going on in the chayfetz. In the sukkah, there's no aveira. That's how they limshat in the ritva. And that's cool for the reason why, after you kind of the chayfetz biyish not a mitzvah of aveira, even though you only were able to do this mitzvah because of this terrible aveira that you did, and now he was miyayish, fine. But that's how you got it. That very facilitated the mitzvah, but it doesn't matter. Because the chayfetz doesn't have a shame gozla anymore. So memela, that's a pshat in the havimina, that a shayna yidachas, and like we said, it's not only a havimina. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam Pesh Mishnayis holds the maskana also, that a shayra and iran yidachas is a mitzvah of avera. Because a shayra is a chalois. Stam that you did avay desara, that doesn't count. That's nothing. But a shayra is a chalois. The thing becomes a chayfetz shel asher and as dinim. Because you have to burn it. So the halacha looks at this chayfetz as a contaminated chayfetz. It's a chayfetz that is a chaloy shtik avay nezara. That's a mitzvah by there. And here in Yidach is also. When the people in the city did avay nezara, and the whole city does avay nezara, and it's deemed an ir nidach, so now all the nechasim have to be burnt. So this chaloy saveri goes in the whole city, and this is ir nidach. And that's a chaloy in the chayfetz. And that could make it a mitzvah of a ma'aveira. Hazak de Ruvain, that would explain, answer B'kveger's kasha. So B'kveger asked the kasha here in Gilin Hashatz, one being right from Nevad. Tei says, when you're either the behemoth, it doesn't become asabana. That's the halacha. It only becomes pasul l'karban. It doesn't become asabana. So besides for the din, that it becomes pasul l'karban, nothing's chal on the behemoth. So oibazai, that's why it can't be mitzvah of a'aveira. Ashera is a chalais. It's chal on the thing. It becomes asr. So that makes it a mitzvah b'aveira. Masha'en kain, a behema, lulei the pasuk, nothing will be chal. So that avadi need a pasuk. That's a pshat. And that's pshat in the Yisham, right? We said over the Yisham. You rip your clothing on Shabbos, and yaisi mitzvah kriya. Fek the Yisham, why did the matzik zula? So the Yisham, taman, hi gufa aveira. Meaning the chayfetz is an aveira. Hi gufa aveira. The matzik zul is a chavsa shel aveira. It's a chavsa shel gazel. Bram iu oven aveira. Here, there's no chayfetz. Chil Shabbos has nothing to do with the chayfetz. The chayfetz doesn't become a chayfetz shel aveira. The gavra did the aveira. That doesn't make a mitzvah aveira. That's the raya for matzah. So you can't ask a kasha like every kivega. How could you bring a raya for matzah? By matzah, when you might see the matzah, so then it's already a history. That's already like by the gzela by yish. How can you mean the right to kriya, which is b'shas ma'isa? The Torah says that chilak gufa is the same chilak of the Yishalmi. If mitzvah aveira means that the aveira facilitated the mitzvah, so by when you carried the matzah to bring it to eat it, it also facilitated the mitzvah. But the Torah says we don't say that because nothing was chal in the matzah. It's psalm the chayfetz. Matzah gzula. It's chal the gzela in the chayfetz. The chayfetz vibes the chayfetz a gazel. But that's what we're saying by kriya. That by kriya, nothing's chal in the chayfetz. The chil Shabbos is the gavra. The chayfetz is no shaykhus to the chil Shabbos. The raya is, by matzah also, if this chil Shabbos with the matzah, it's not chal in the chayfetz, it doesn't work. So same thing by kriya, it's not chal in the chayfetz, it doesn't work. Now I want to bring in what we spoke about on Daf Tes. On Daf Tes, Taisus has a kasha. One in the pasuk l'chot to my exhale the tape against a mitzvah baba aveir. And Taisus answers, because the mitzvah baba aveir is a psul derabanan. Clearly, this Taisus here in the third parak calls the mitzvah baba aveir is not a psul derabanan. That's why he's asking from Asheri Nidachas v'chuli. So he brought then the Chem de Shleimai, that he was mitzadit to say that by shaking there's no din of mitzvah baba aveir. But he brought a lot of rayas about shaking there is din of mitzvah baba aveir. But he said, by Sheikh also he did something wrong. You need kapara. But Einis, let's say, or Tabit Vah Mitzvah, so then you wouldn't need a kapara. So you mainly need the pasuk by Tabit Vah Mitzvah, where there, you wouldn't say Mitzvah Baba there. Now, Reuven says, over here, so why Taka didn't taste all that way? So I think because Tais holds a mizuez of soul in the chefza. So even by einus, it's a chefza that way. That's what he holds. This chakira is mitzvah veir psul in the chefza or psul in the meisa mitzvah or in the binyats in the mitzvah. If it's a psul in the chefza, there's no din shayga einus. It's right the chefza the shal veir. If it's a psul in the meisa mitzvah, then you can be mechalik. Now also this is all now like the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch, remember we said its teretz is that mitzvah b'aveir only affects that you're not yetz to the mitzvah. But you're not called a bittul mitzvah. So if the pshat is if you're not yetz to the mitzvah, that's good for a bittul mitzvah, like the first night. So if you have a sukkah gzul, it's mitzvah b'aveir, you never yetz to the mitzvah, so you have to make kind of mitzvah the first night. You're called a bittul mitzvah. Hashem came the rest of yontif, you don't have to be yetz to the mitzvah. The main job is not to make a bittul mitzvah. Mitzvah b'aveir means you're not yetz, you don't have a kiyum mitzvah. Al kapanim won't be called a bittul mitzvah, and memela, that's why I need l'chala mayin gzula. Otherwise, the rest of yontif, even in sukkah gzula, you won't have the bittul mitzvah. You won't have the kiyum mitzvah, but you won't have the bittul mitzvah. Yeah, so rachreinim are bothered l'chay if you don't have a kiyum mitzvah and you're eating, that guf is a problem. But it really is another problem. Like the Shayesha points out, it's really the opposite of the svara. The minchas chinuch holds is b'chol no problem with the cheftza. Otherwise, it'll be a pasul of sukkah be'etzim. The problem is with being yetzah. Like he said, shleil l'rotzim yilafana. The Ebesh doesn't like such mitzvahs. But it's not a problem with the chefza. We're saying punk fakert. It's not the pshat. If a very facilitated the mitzvah, that's okay. The problem is the chefza is a puzzle of chefza, so we can't make hilting the first night and the rest of the yantim. Everybody points this out, end of Shimon Shkab. He wants to bring a raya like this, that when you have a carbon agazel, and it's puzzle shemitzvah rabbi avera, the feeding mechaschinach l'chari the din should be is the carbon's kasher, just you weren't yet to the carbon. Let's say you have a chatas. So you have to bring another chatas. The carbon, it should be kosher for Eilu Levailim. Let's say you have a neder. Right? You bring the Eilu. So you can't be Yetzi and neder with this Eilu. You can't be credited with the mitzvah. But the carbon shouldn't be possible. The chai is mefurish that the carbon's possible. Yishayim is mefurish that way. And even the Gemara in Kidnaf, hey, that says by a chatas gzul, it's not called Reilu Pesach Alamayin. The chai lefina minchitz chinuch, if the problem is that Hashem doesn't like the mitzvah, so good. So you all get a mitzvah, but the carbon should still be kasha. Elamai, no. It's a psul in the chefza. Now, I really hold that Taisus was chayzef in this yisait, because Taisus ends up with a kasha. Miutema. Peri kol shah, the tanya, in yetzi, they matzah betevel, and you learn out from a pasuk, why need a pasuk for it to tell you that yetzi matzah they tevel, tevel it's a mitzvah by maveya, because you're eating isra and yetzi they matzah. So tevel's not a chefza maveya. You're doing the garbage, doing an aveya, by eating tevel. Right, what's the pshat? Why would that be a mitzvah by Aveira? What's Taisus kasha? L'chayi say a teres, it's not the chefza. So a roommate says like this, Adarab, but that was Taisus tut study. Taisus asked the kasha, sharing the nidachash in mitzvah by Aveira, because he held the psul in the chefza. When Taisus said the teres, that there, by gzela, you need the Aveira to facilitate the mitzvah, by a sharing nidachash the Aveira, there's no shaykhus to the fact that he did the Aveira is not causing the mitzvah to happen. Now he's saying it's not a psul in the chefza. It's a psul in the maisa, a psul in the kiyum. So Mela, now he has a kasha tevel. Right? A maisa veir can't be a maisa mitzvah. For hagin al indi yishalmi. So why karev b'shav is also a maisa veir? And also, you have to know, I mean, with this thing with the ridva, I mean, it's a gemara that you take a chaveir from the sukkah, you chuck them out, you yaitse the mitzvah sukkah, l'chari, you did a maisa veir. They're saying the problem is not a chefza. We did a maisa veir, right? The Dvar says because nothing was called in the chefza. Okay, so Rabbi Aaron says an interesting thing. Rabbi Aaron, the Mishnah Rabbi, this is Simon Yud. I say, and he brings another Yishalmi. The Yishalmi Masech the Schala also says you're not Yitzur Matzik Zulu because ain't a veir mitzvah. That doesn't sound like a psul in the chefza because ain't a veir mitzvah. And they brings a pasuk. Eila mitzvahs and Masalka mitzvahs are Eila mitzvahs and Lav ain't Eila mitzvahs. So that's a different psul. If you say that veisim gozel subsech, does state the psul in the chefza. If you say elu amitzvahs, and mesalak mitzvahs elu mitzvahs amav ein elu mitzvahs, it means that if you did it the way Hashem told you, it's a mitzvah. If you did not like Hashem told you, you didn't have very b'shas a mitzvah, ain't a very mitzvah. Ain't a very mitzvah does not sound like a psul in the chefza. Ain't a very mitzvah sounds a psul in the maisa. The maisa very can't be a maisa mitzvahs. And you learn it from elu amitzvahs, and mesalak mitzvahs amav ein elu mitzvahs. So Baron says he thinks there's two dinim. There's one din that is a psul in the chefza of Esam Gazel, and there's a sveita din, Eilu HaMitzvahs. So he doesn't say this with a clarkite, but I would explain why do you need the two dinim? Because sometimes all you have is a psul nechefs. That's what we said before. By einis, by shegig. When the thing is mutter, for whatever reason, b'lamais it's a chefs shel aveira. So then you didn't do any aveira, but you have a psul nechefs. Also, like we're saying, ein aveira mitzvah wouldn't be that the carbon's pasul, right? You might even say like the minchas chinuch. It wouldn't be like you're eating out of the sukkah. Of sol nechefsu, make the carbon pasul, make it like a mamish out of the sukkah. But then you have another case where there is no chefsu d'aveir, but you have a psul because you did an aveir. But the shaila is, so what do you do with the kasha that we have? And we really have two kashas. We have a kasha of someone throwing someone out of the sukkah, if we could understand the ritva svar. And we have a kasha kurei b'shavis, which the shalmi says not a mitzvah of aveir. And why? Because Taman, who over it, right? Taman, is he a goof aveir? He over aveir. Why do you say though you have the din of psul in the mice of ain't a very mitzvah, you shall mean chal of elo a mitzvahs? Right? So maybe you could say Kamei B'Shabbos is the pshat that you didn't know it was Shabbos. Whatever, you were shaking, you were nainus somehow. You were taught b'dvar mitzvah. And Matzah Gzula also the Yishalmi understood that was the case. We didn't know it was Gzula. You were shaking, whatever. And there the Yishalmi was discussing psul in the chayetz of it. Ain't a chanami. When you did tak an aveir, you did tak an iser, you have the din of the maisa. But the Rebbein says another shtickle. The Rebbein says that even the psul in the maisa, he believes, is only pshat when the maisa sama nitvas in the chayetz. So tevel, it's not a chayetz shel aveir, but when you eat tevel, you're eating a chatichas iser. So you're doing a maisa, the maisa that you're doing, you're eating treif. Treif can't be a mitzvah. Not that the tray for food, the etzim, is a chafsa shel aveira, but the pshat is when you eat it, and that eating is gufa mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah baba aveira. Masha'en kain, if the chafsa has no dinim, like Shabbos, the chafsa is b'chol no dinim. There's nothing tray for about it. The chafsa, it's just the gavra, then you can't pass all the maisa. He says he has a very shtark araya from Demai. It says by matzah tevel, you're not yetzin a mitzvah's matzah, but Demai you are. Why? Because if you were to be mafka or you nechasim, you'd be nani bichazilei. I mean, not, he's talking about brachas. He's talking about eim avarchem. In tevel, you don't make a birch samazim because it's like a mitzvah baba vei, but say a birch ni yitz Hashem. But demai you do. Why? Because if you'd be nani, so mameila, you'd be able to eat it, so now it's called roiloi. The shayla is, so what? Lemaisi, you're not a nani. So you didn't have aveira. What's the difference if you have tevel, which that there's no way you can be matter, and demai the etzim you could have been matter if you'd have been an ani, you can be mafkul in a chasam. Maisi weren't mafkul in a chasam. Maisi weren't an ani. You didn't have eira. The Torah says, what's the point of the Gemara? A tevel is treif. There's nothing you can do about it. Demai is not treif because for ani it's mutter, and you could be an ani. Torah says, Chazal didn't want you to eat it. That alone is a dimit san de gavra, and that's why san a mitzvah aveira. So that's what Ryan's saying, an ani is smara. And Ryan first is adding the two dinim mitzvah of Aveira. There's the Gemara here of Avesim Gazav Sech, that's a din of the Chevsa, and that's a Pshad in the Yishalmi, why Kareya B'chavasit by B'Shav is good, there's no Pshad in the Chevsa. There's also another Yishalmi Chal, Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Elo HaMitzvah, Samasim Tzvah Elo HaMitzvah, Samav Ein Elo HaMitzvah, that's a din in the Maisa. But he wants to say that even the din of the Maisa has to be Mishach somewhat to the Chevsa. It's not Mishach to the Chevsa at all, then there's no din of mitzvah of Aveira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.